AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump says he hopes a top aide who has resigned amid domestic abuse allegations has a great career ahead of him. Sagar Meghani with more.
The president says he was surprised to learn that two ex-wives and a former girlfriend accused Rob Porter of abusing them.
It was very sad when we heard about it.
During a surprise appearance before reporters in the Oval Office, the president noted Porter says he's innocent.
I think you have to remember that. He said very strongly yesterday that he's innocent.
Porter served as staff secretary and was in the president's inner circle.
We absolutely wish him well.
Pressure has been mounting on White House Chief of Staff John Kelly for defending Porter and fighting to keep him on the job. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Alyssa Hill misses her best friend, 15-year-old Kira Molina.
Nobody knew what was going to happen. We thought, oh, she's just going to get better. All of us are going to hang out again. And then she just passed away. It's sad. And her family and me, it's hard. So hard.
The Noonan, Georgia teen died of liver failure at the end of January after coming down with the flu. The CDC says 63 children have been killed by the flu this season. During a bad year, which this is one, as many as 56,000 deaths are linked to the flu. At least two people are dead in the heavy snowstorm slamming parts of the Midwest. One person killed in a crash in southern Michigan. Another, a man in his 60s, died of a heart attack while shoveling snow outside Chicago. Mayor Rahm Emanuel says it's going to be snowing hard for a while in and around the city.
It's a snow dump, and it's done. This is coming, stopping, coming, stopping, coming. And everybody's going to be working all the way through to keep make sure that people are safe.
Chicago could get more than a foot of snow. Detroit, 9 inches. This is AP Radio News. Another wild ride on Wall Street. The Dow up more than 300, then down some 500 before a late afternoon rally sent the industrials up 330 at the close. Economist Hugh Johnson says the past week in trading has been gut-wrenching, even for a correction.
No matter how you look at it, whether it's 5% or 10%, a decline of this magnitude has to be called something. I suppose you could call it a correction, but it's a very unpleasant financial market event at a minimum.
The tumble began late last week after the Labor Department said workers' wages grew at a fast rate in January. A video showing the birth of an octopus at the Virginia Aquarium has been viewed by more than 1 million times on social media. The clip shows a baby Caribbean reef octopus wriggling out of a section of eggs. Almost immediately, the colorless creature's cells fire pigment, giving it a brownish hue, waves its tiny arms, and shoots off into the water. The Aquarium Virginia Beast posted the 10-second video on Facebook on Wednesday. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.